Well, this is the day the Lord has made. I feel like I'm back on. Oh, thank you, Rondell. I appreciate you so much. All right, that's enough. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, that's enough. That is off my new EP called It's All Working. And sometime this evening, I know Believers International, I think is at 3, so maybe about 5, I'm going to come on and play the whole EP. It's only 6 songs when they finish sometime this evening. If you all would do me a favor, would you all share? It is a beautiful day. Pastor Linwood. Oh, look at that. Naomi, thank you for putting my cover on your that is so nice of you. It's nice to be nice. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's for me, let me say this. It's the little things. It's the little things. Okay, Brother Derek, I just was making sure you know you invited. I mentioned the little things. Cause I can get some of the big things. But when somebody care enough to change their picture and put on your advertisement, that means so much to me. Yeah, that means a whole lot to me. All right, I'm gonna stop that because you know y'all ain't there yet. But when you get a little older, you start tearing up a little bit for little things. It is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero is a great day to be alive. If you all would do me a favor on Clubhouse, if you see somebody that's not here, if you could share like I did. Hey, Linda, bless the name of the Lord. I just feel so good today. It is a great day to be alive. I was so excited about getting up. I woke up too early and had to go back to sleep. Dr. Paulette usually texts me for the subject, and I really had it last night, but I forgot to send it over, but I had fell back to sleep when she hit me to give it to her, because I know how much sleep, anybody know how much sleep you need if you still feel a certain way? Sometimes you just need to go back to sleep and you'll have a better day. I just gave y'all a $1 million seminar. Sometimes you just need to go back to sleep. And you'll feel better. Sometimes you just need to go back to sleep. Knock that little tiredness off of you. But we in the stage now of my CD that I need y'all to listen to it. Download it first. Few things. Download it first. All right. Don't just download it on Apple Music or in your Android store. And then after you do that, I need you to go to Spotify, Amazon, or Pandora. And then I need you to just put it on repeat, because they pick up, you don't realize, but they pick up all of that. To some of you, you may not understand music, but Friday, us coming out with Taylor Swift, Mandiza dying, the young lady that was on American Idol passed away. So she took up 11 slots on Apple Music. But on Apple Music, somebody that can't really sing that, you know, just like doing what he do, I was number 69 out of all listened to music on Apple Music, not just music that just came out, but all listened to music on Apple Music. So for me, that is a great thing. Number 69. And the record company promoter said, he said, yeah, she took up 13 slots. When people pass, people go and buy their music. So don't wait till I pass to get my music. But I need you to listen to it on repeat. Thank you, Joy. On Apple Music. I mean, on what did I say? Y'all know what I said. Amazon Music, Pandora, and Spotify. Just put the whole thing on repeat. Some of y'all told me y'all was listening to it over and over again anyway. Nah, need y'all to do it. Podcast is Monday night at 10 p.m. I don't want y'all to forget about that. The next two episodes is going to be amazing. I'm recording some new episodes with Jamal Bryant, booked. Willie Moe Jr., booked. Yolanda Adams, booked. Real Talk Kim, booked. So got some great, stepping it up. Got some great shows coming up. They're all booked. All right. I got a few friends out here. So we're going to talk about relationship with Yolanda Adams and Willie Moe Jr. and Jamal Bryant and the Real Talk Kim. And we're working on some others. All right. Stepping it up. Love y'all. God is the greatest power. And we shall not be removed. Because God is the greatest power. We shall not be defeated. Speaking of defeat, I want to talk about just for a few moments, and I mean that just for a few moments. I talked about this week 10 things you got to stop. I'll make room on my calendar for you, but man, I've been telling you and Deshaun, I think you was on the show before I even had a show. Been told you and Deshaun, y'all come. Y'all right here in the city, man. I'd love to talk to y'all about marriage. That's easy. Just don't tell Corey, because he's still trying to get on my shows. I talked about 10 things you gotta stop. Carolyn. But thank you, Carolyn Hayes, for moderating Joy. We're gonna get us somebody else for Instagram. In case y'all wonder where Nairobi is, Nairobi asked, could she just, she's taking a break from all of this. She's still in my stories, liking and all that stuff, sharing. When you see people absent, everybody ain't fell out. So I meant to say that. Nairobi asked, she said, I've been in Nairobi, been here since the beginning. So that's where Nairobi is. I think in order for us to be successful, Pastor Linwood, we have to know where our trigger points are. Allow me to teach just a minute. We got to get freed up. I didn't mention this week a great faith teacher that I used to read his little books I a lot of influence you hear is from the faith teachers, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin Jr., Creflo. I studied the faith teachers and Jerry Savelle, Happy Caldwell. Some of y'all don't know the Fred Price. I read their books. And Dr. Jerry Savelle, that great faith teacher, went home to be with the Lord. So great patriarch. Y'all may not know him. You would have to be in that faith movement to know those names. But we gotta, Carolyn Hayes, we have to figure out our trigger points. You know, what triggers us to keep doing the same thing? You know, insanity is to keep doing the same thing, know you're doing it, and keep doing the same thing over and over again. I wish I was in a Baptist church. I'd say, is that right? Huh? You know, I did something, y'all call it biking. But I cycle. I cycle. You call it biking. I used to go to cycling class. Cycling class. Some call it spin. I've been to Soul Cycle. Ooh, they kill you, literally, in Atlanta and in New York and Miami. I used to take my stuff with me to cycle. I had a Peloton bike, got bored with it. Now I have a massive treadmill sitting in the middle of my bedroom. But it's called cycling. I have two cycle bikes. All right. I invested a nice piece of change because I'm a cyclist, not in the sense of competing. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Cycling. And I was thinking as I was getting ready for this, why do they call it cycling? Because it's repetitive. The tires, the wheels, they go in, they go. Lakeisha, can y'all continue to invite people for me, Carolyn, in Clubhouse? They call it cycling because it goes in a repetitive motion. The bike, amazing. It goes in a, Derek, it goes in a repetitive motion. Cycling. Are y'all with me? It goes in a repetitive motion. It looks like it's going nowhere. The spokes of the rims, it goes in a repetitive motion. The bike. Bicycle. From the word cycle, bicycle, it goes in a repetitive motion. But there are some cycles that are not good. There is some repetition that is not good. There is some movement, hallelujah, that's not good. Cycling in the sense of riding a bike is healthy. Pastor Linwood just testified that's helping his weight loss journey. Cycling helped my weight loss journey. It's time now to get air in the tires and get my bikes checked up for the bikes, the cycles, so I can get out and enjoy. But there's some cycles. I hope y'all seeing what I'm doing. That there's some cycles I like to address that are deadly, that seem to control, that's what I needed, Linwood. Erica ain't here. She at church. So I needed that. Build it, Bishop. That there are, because I don't think nobody saw what I just did, that there are some deadly cycles that are not as good as the Peloton bike. Prophet Linwood. Controls our lives, remove our freedoms to move forward, Joy. Huh? There's some cycles was in Midland Wood. There's some cycles, a cycle, as I stated, I'm gonna say it really like a Baptist Linwood, as I first stated, are intervals during which recurring sequence of events happening. Oh, y'all know them. Don't y'all get quiet on me now, Joy. Don't stop talking to me because I'm coming down your street. I just want you to receive the blessings of the Lord. Huh? A cycle also be a periodically repeated sequence of events, things that just happen over and over again, or something that happens over and over at a certain time. A woman every month gets a what? A cycle. She said, I'm on my cycle. It's just a repetitive issue of blood, just cycle. I'm on my cycle. Cycles. Just repeats itself. Huh? The only thing that can break a cycle is the seed of a man. That's how you know that a woman, she says, I'm late for my, God Almighty, I'm late for my cycle. Baby, you pregnant? Well, let's see, honey, because my cycle, the man, whether he was ready or not, has broken through and ceased. Kim, good to see you. Her cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters that are here today, there are some cycles that need to be broken, that need to be broken through today, so that you can have the 2024 that God promised. There's no sense of you going through another day, another hour, another minute, another second, another month, another year with the same old cycles. Repetitive things that just, Pastor Linwood, that just keep coming up over and over, Derek, and over again, Lynn, just over. They just keep repeating themselves. Huh? Just when you thought it was gone, June. Huh? 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 Just when you thought it was gone, it comes and brings its nasty head back up. You thought you said, but here comes that time of the month where the cycle. Huh? Pastor Linwood, let me dive into that just 1 minute. Just give me 30 seconds and you could take it. Huh? You see, when you are pregnant with purpose and dreams, you're not saying nothing. It will cease the cycle. When you begin to get on your job, on your job, and begin to do what God has called you to do, and allow God to impregnate you with the dreams and purposes and visions that God has given you, you break cycles. But as long as you sit idly by every month, every day, every hour, every second, the cycle will repeat itself because you are waiting. And you keep on You keep on repeating the same old cycles because you will not work your dream. You will not work your purpose. And then here comes the cycle. When you are on your purpose and when you are on your dreams, you don't allow the cycle of children to keep coming, putting there. I'm going to let you take it, Linwood. Huh? So there are 10 cycles that's got to be broken that you just keep coming up with over and over again. This is not all of them. Some of y'all got some things. That's it, Joy. Cycles can be broken by being pregnant with purpose. That's it, Joy. You ain't got time for a cycle to raise its nasty head up because you are pregnant, Stacia, with purpose. You are pregnant with possibility. You are pregnant with dreams because cycles, hallelujah, Naomi, cycles are stopped by a woman being impregnated with a seed. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I've given you the end of a message before I even started it. I just told you how to break a cycle. Yeah, there are those that will tell you, you gotta denounce it. Yeah, you gotta denounce it. You gotta say you gotta cut the bloodline off right here, and you gotta say no more. Yeah, I believe that. But then you can't just sit there because you only broke the cycle, but you got to destroy it. You're not saying nothing. You broke the cycle. Something that's broke can be put back together, but in order for it not to come back, you have to destroy the cycle. I can't get nobody. I can't get nobody to say nothing. So there's some cycles, and some of y'all ain't gonna like some of these things, especially the first one, because there are some cycles that we have blamed on other people when it is because of behavior of our own. Duchess said, I need to hear this. It is because our own behavior that is rising up in our bloodline. You don't want to look at it, but you're seeing that behavior in your children. I'm teaching if don't nobody want to say nothing. You're seeing that same behavior. And one thing about a seed, it dies and it grows greater than what it was planted. Some of the behavior was put into your children as a seed, and it has grown bigger than it was planted, because seed, no matter what form it is, it grows into a harvest. And some people you are experiencing from your children generational curses. That's the first one. Generational curses. Number one, generational curses. It's been passed. The curse has been passed down from your great great grandfather, your great great grandmother. Huh? Some of you was not even raised with your grandfather, grandmother. They were deceased. Some of you were not raised with your father, and you may not understand why you act. I had to study the way even though I wasn't raised with my father, I had to study some things out about my father to understand the generational curse. Huh? There's some ways that you act and don't even know you acting like. It ain't just how you look. Huh? It ain't just how you look. Forget about how you look. What's inside the bloodline? Oh, this deep today, Derek, Charles. What's inside your bloodline? Have you ever thought to sit down and find out what's in your bloodline? Come on now, don't leave me now. That's it, Dr. Paul. Patterns, types, huh? Let me show you generational curse. Let's go to Genesis 20 and 21. Linwood, watch this. Watch this, Linwood. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Genesis 20, 21. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. He lied. Hold on, man, stop it, Linwood. Let me preach. He lied about Sarah being his wife. He didn't want them to know. But watch this. Genesis 26 and 7. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac is Abraham's son. I'm showing you generational curses. I'm showing you things that you have said and you have done that has been passed down to your children, and it only gets worse. Oh, you're not saying it? You planted seeds in your children before they were even born. You said things and did things, and you put out. So that's why you don't talk just because you ain't got no child. It is spiritual. Somebody say, teach, Bishop. Later on, I'm in Genesis 26 and 7. Remember, Abraham lies about Sarah, right? Genesis 26 and 7. Later on, the men of that place asked about his wife, Tamar Isaac. He replied, she's my sister, because he was afraid to call him his wife. He kept thinking, otherwise, the men around here will kill me on account of Rebecca, since she's very beautiful. Abraham lied about his wife. And then his son, who's not even born, lies. Some of the stuff that I know some of y'all trying to reconcile, some of y'all, huh? You slept around, now you wonder why your daughter sleeps around. You whore around, you wonder why your son whore around. Huh? Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Your parents couldn't stay married, so you can't stay married. You fighting. Huh? Y'all, hey, that's it, Linwood. I got it from my mama. I got it from my mama. Huh? I'm back, y'all. Are y'all listening to me? If you keep reading, let me help you. When there was a famine in the land, I ain't got time to go to scripture because I'm still on. I got to get to these other generational. I got it from my mama. I got it from my. Y'all ready? He lied, she lied. Y'all not saying nothing. Are y'all listening to me? Solomon had a bunch of wives, concubines. David didn't have as many. Now let's deal with chat. There's a famine in the land. Abraham goes to Egypt. I got it from my mama, huh? Abraham goes to Egypt because there was a famine. But then if you read when the famine hits again under Isaac's generation, God tells, listen, Linwood, God tells Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. Break the cycle and stay here, and I'm going to sustain you here. And Isaac sowed a seed in that land, and by him not leaving, going to Egypt like his father, y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Are y'all getting it? He breaks the curse. There's some things that your daddy did that you're gonna have to break the curse and fight. God told him, don't do like your daddy did, Abraham, and go to Egypt. You stay here. And Isaac, y'all, Linwood, you preach it, okay, because I'm done. Because I feel like I'm out here by myself. Huh? Break the curse and don't go down where your daddy went down. Break the curse and don't do what your daddy did. I'm in the Bible. It's so much to preach in the Bible, I ain't got to be nowhere else, chat. Huh? Break the curse. Don't do like your daddy did and go to Egypt in the time of famine. Where all y'all come from? Hey, Sierra. Break the curse. I'm talking about 10 cycles. That if I'm talking to you and you know that there's a generational curse that you see on your children, on your family, huh? Everybody in my family, my grandmother, her sisters had diabetes. So I fight diabetes. Huh? Put a one in the chat if I'm talking to you. Huh? There's some sicknesses that in your bloodline that you got to fight. So generational curses can be broken by not repeating the same cycle. Just because your daddy went down don't mean you got to go down. Huh? Just because your mama had it, it don't mean that your mama, Linda Stevenson, good to see you, huh? Evangelist Vic, huh? You got to be cognizant of what, no, you just love your family and we just all, you know, our family, I'm going to deal with this in a minute. Our family just crazy. You said it right. I had an uncle, every first of the month, he'd take his check, get drunk, and lay with some women, they take his money, and the next day, he act like he having a heart attack to be taken to the hospital. You're not saying nothing. Generational curses. He just repeated that every month. We knew every first of the month, huh? Uncle Clavin was gonna be drunk, a woman gonna take his money, and he gonna be acting like Fred Sanford. What generational curse are you dealing with? What do you see repetition? Some of y'all ain't commenting at all. I understand. I constantly tell my son, Greg, you ain't got to do what I did. Huh? You ain't got to feel guilt like I did. You ain't got to be ashamed like I did. Are y'all listening to me? My mama was a call girl in New York City. Whoredom. My daddy got children all over the place. He told my son Greg privately that he don't know how many kids he got. Are y'all listening? I know what I'm fighting against. Do you know what you fighting against? But God told Isaac, in this famine, Don't go down to Egypt like your daddy Abraham did. You already done broke the cycle and lied about your wife. Now break the cycle from doing what your dad. Just because that's where I sent your daddy, you ain't got to repeat the same thing. Your destiny is not the same. I don't expect none of my sons to preach. They don't have to. Do what you've been called to do. 19 people join Linwood. 19 people all over the place and join Linwood and say the cycle stops here. Stop fussing at your children about something that you caused. I'm done. Linwood, give the benediction. Don't worry about giving, y'all. Y'all get a benediction. Did you hear what I just said? Stop fussing about and trying to beat out of your children what you put in them, because the cycle, what you ought to do is grab them and say, the cycle stops here. The cycle, you speak over their life instead of cursing them further and calling them hoes and this and that. Say it stops here. Grab them and pray with them. How did I say a cycle starts? How did I say a cycle ends? Huh? You got to do something different. You got to do something different. You got to impregnate it with a dream. Thank you, Linwood. You got to impregnate it with the dream. You got to impregnate it with purpose. Cycles break from seeds. A woman's cycle is broken from a seed. Huh? It's a dream of a baby coming. Huh? That's all you got to do. Break the cycle with the dream. Don't go through the same thing that your mama went through and your daddy. You're going to be the first one. Somebody say, I'm the first. The second cycle that needs to be broken. Let's run through them, because I got stuck there. Breaking the cycle of poverty. Breaking the cycle of poverty. Breaking the cycle of poverty. The cycle of lack. Huh? Huh? Breaking this poverty is where you, hey, chat, poverty, Lisa, is where you conform to your circumstances or the blueprint that the world and the God of the world has surrounded you with. Poverty occurs when the God of this world surrounds you with influences, with only a world perspective, causing you to forget God's ability in the midst of your circumstances. Y'all not saying nothing. Poverty has a voice that says, come in, Carolyn Hayes. Poverty has a voice. Linwood, shout off of this. I guarantee you. You know what poverty's voice says? Say what? Huh? Poverty's voice says, God is not able. Poverty's voice says, God is not able. Poverty's voice says, no, y'all not saying nothing, huh? Everybody in my family was, huh? Was, huh? Everybody in my family was broke. Poverty's voice says, I'm broke. Prosperity's voice says, I'm between blessings. God got something better for me, huh? Poverty says, they let me go, huh? But prosperity's voice says, y'all not saying nothing. I'm ready to go to something better. Huh? When it comes to breaking the cycle of poverty, there has to be a season of victory. Y'all gonna leave now. Through giving. Remember, a seed breaks cycles. Poverty says, I ain't got enough to give. That's a cycle of saying, I ain't got enough. You will never have enough. Y'all not saying nothing in here. Huh? This will break. Giving breaks the curse of God. This will break the curse of God robbing. God robbing. Debt and past financial defeats in our lives need to be reversed. The body of Christ needs to see restoration. Restoration is always linked to multiplication. The kingdom talks about multiplication. The world talks about addition. Any poverty spirit that's held your generational bloodline, Lisa, in captivity and kept you from the fullness of the prosperity of God, it must break. Any poverty mindset has got to break. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? Any poverty mindset has got to break. God is not a God of addition. God is the God of multiplication. I say to country, what breaks seeds? What breaks cycles? Seeds. Put in the chat right now. I'm breaking the cycle of poverty. I'm breaking the back of poverty. Number three, breaking the cycle of infirmity, sickness, and disease. Breaking the back of infirmity. Breaking the back of infirmity. Breaking the back, chat, of infirmity. Breaking the back. It's a term that encompasses more than just sickness and disease. This word also is related to suffering and sorrow. Huh? I ain't suffering no more. I'm breaking the back of suffering, infirmity. Huh? Infirmity can be a result of moral or spiritual wickedness and defects that cause our will to stay from God. Infirmity. Huh? The woman had an infirmity. She was bent over. Huh? Infirmity. Sin causes infirmity. Sickness and disease. It is an influence of evil spirits. Huh? You ever seen people, they're young, but they look old? Me and Joy was talking about that in one of our sessions. You look at people that I was 58. It was a man that at the car wash, Linwood. He said, I'm 58. And I looked at him, I said, I said, could not be. That's a spirit of infirmity. You got to break the spirit of infirmity. You walking around talking about what the doctor said and what the doctor said. That is holding on to a cycle of infirmity. You got to break the cycle of infirmity over your family so it will not be brought down to the next generation. Somebody put in there, I'm breaking the cycle of infirmity. Breaking the cycle of infirmity. If you don't know how to spell that, say, I'm breaking the cycle of sickness. I'm tired of suffering. A spirit of infirmity. I'm tired of suffering. The woman with the issue of blood, she went from doctor to doctor and gave all. She just suffered. Oh, if I suffer with him, you ain't got to suffer. He suffered for you. Somebody put in the chat, I'm breaking the cycle of infirmity. Complaining all the time. You're not saying nothing. Breaking the cycle of dysfunction. Number four, breaking the cycle of dysfunction. Breaking the cycle of dysfunction. Something that isn't functional. Are y'all getting anything? Put a 20 in the chat because I'm on 20 today. Huh? I ain't no one in here today. Breaking the cycle of dysfunction. Huh? Dysfunction means that it's not functional. Hey, it's not working. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Something that is dysfunctional means it's not functional. Are y'all with me? Huh? It's not functional. It's not working. Huh? A dysfunctional family. That means it's a family that's not working. It's not in harmony. Huh? Some of y'all, you are part of this. You don't pick your families. You pick your friends. huh? But you ain't got to be a part of a dysfunctional family. You can end. Love you, sir. Have great church, huh? Dysfunctional. Some of you, you don't pick your family, but you pick your relationships, and you pick dysfunctional relationships, huh? People pleasing, constantly seeking approval, dysfunctional. Inability to regulate emotions, dysfunctional. Having too few or too many boundaries, dysfunctional. Longing for connection, dysfunctional. Huh? Can't keep relationships, dysfunctional. Huh? You keep picking dysfunctional people. They're not functional. They're not able. Dysfunctional. You got to break the cycle by knowing that these things are not functioning. It is not normal. Oh, that's just Uncle Pete. Uncle Pete is the one that started the foolishness of the dysfunctionality in the family. Oh, my mama crazy, girl. Don't pay her no attention. And then you start acting like your mama. Got it from my mama. Huh? Oh, we just play with each other and he loves me. He just like being rough with me. I was interviewing my barber some of y'all saw it, and he says his wife don't like to play rough because of something in her past. She breaking the curse. You don't play rough with me, sir. D'Angelo, that's his name. You don't play rough with me. I don't like that. You got to call it out. Huh? When trigger points come, you got to call it out. Call out dysfunction. Y'all not saying nothing in here to me, ladies. I don't play like that. That's not, you ain't going to call me a B. That's not functional. You're not calling me a B. Huh? Well, that's what my daddy called my mom. Well, you ain't doing that here. Because that's dysfunctional. You take that dysfunctionality somewhere else. I'm teaching in here. Huh? You can't accept, huh? It's dysfunctional if a man don't know how to treat you and be a gentleman. Huh? No dysfunction here. I'm teaching y'all, huh? It's got to be functional. If we can't be functional, you don't want to take me out. You don't want to be around. That's dysfunctional. You don't know how to talk to me. Huh? People pleasing. Since I spent $70 picking the wrong friends, people pleasing, looking for love. God almighty. And it ain't dysfunction on everybody else's end. Some of our behavior is dysfunctional. It is not functional. It is not normal. Something that is dysfunctional is not normal. It is not normal behavior. If you don't get no other message I'm teaching ever, get this message. Break the cycle of being dysfunctional. Some things you put up with is not normal. You've accepted it. Somebody put in the chat right now, I don't accept dysfunctionality. I break the curse of dysfunctionality. Anybody that just talk about themselves and never talk about you, huh? They're narcissistic. They're dysfunctional. They can't care about you. They're dysfunctional. From nobody. You can't do nothing about your mom and them. But you can sure do something about you and your next generation. I break the cycle of dysfunctionality by doing something different. Number five, break the cycle of abuse. The cycle of abuse. Being abused, and abuse is not just physical. Dysfunctionality, but then break the cycle of abuse. Number five, the cycle of abuse. Good to see you, JJ. Huh? being abused by people. It's not somebody just putting their hands on you. Emotional abuse. Are y'all listening to me? Emotional abuse. You just a nervous wreck. You cannot be functional around in prayer because you're a they make you nervous. Because you think that you're gonna do something wrong at all. Are y'all listening to me? Hold on. Listen. Are y'all listening to me? I'm on abuse now, y'all. Huh? Abuse. You're mentally abused. You're nervous. Girl, every time I'm around him, he make me nervous because I don't know. Anybody that got you to the place that you can't say nothing? You think you're going to say the wrong thing? You're in a cycle of abuse. You saw your mama do that. You saw your daddy do that. Am I teaching in here? Huh? You're emotionally abused, physically abused. Huh? Being abused by their words. Huh? They say things to tear you down and not build you up. Now, everybody ain't tearing you down. It's some people that's speaking into your life and you don't want to accept it. And you calling it control and manipulation and abuse. You cannot call people that's trying to help you from a pure place because you don't want to hear what they're saying. I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about somebody that don't know how to talk to you right. Huh? You'll never be nothing. Abuse. You'll never have nothing. Abuse. Your daddy was like, abuse. I'm telling you. You can't go alone. You can't go alone to get alone no more. I'm not just going alone to get alone. I'm done, y'all. Number six, breaking the cycle of depression. Somebody put in there, I'm breaking the cycle of abuse. I don't care if it's your children. If they're abusing your relationship, let me tell you another abuse. They can't get out there and do nothing for themselves. They're abusing privileges. Huh? They don't want you to live your life. Somebody on here crying right now. I don't know who it is. Huh? I saw my grandfather being abused by my cousins. My grandfather was almost 90 years old, taking care of six kids because my auntie passed. My own cousin had my grandfather robbed. Had my grandfather robbed. He left the house and my grandfather's anniversary committee was there. And they brought him his anniversary money, chat. You know how they do that. Old school. They count the money. And my cousin tells them, oh, he there with the money. And the guy's coming in and robbed my grandfather. Almost 90 years old. Him and two women in there counting the money. This back in the day. And then my grandfather turns around and uses the money to get him out of jail. Hires a lawyer. Abuse. All in the name of love. If loving you is hurting me, that's abuse. I'm breaking the curse of the cycle of abuse. Number six, breaking the cycle of depression. Repetitive, always depressed, always in a dark place, always in a dark place. Huh? You're in a dark place. Bishop Rudolph McKissick, good to see you. You're in a dark place. Huh? You're in a dark place all the time. Your shades are closed. The room is dark. It's cold because you're in a depressed state. I'll come back and say them again, Carolyn. You're in a depressed state. I didn't know nobody wasn't writing them down. Huh? You're in a depressed state. You got to break the cycle of depression or it's going to be passed down. Your mama was depressed. Your daddy took uppers to get up. Number one was generational curses. Number four, breaking the cycle of dysfunction. Breaking the cycle of depression. Just depressed all the time. Some of these people that you see right now that's in the news and they're saying they don't know the cause of death. It's to keep their dignity. And you can be preaching and singing. You can be preaching and singing and commit suicide. Because you don't allow yourself to go to a dark place. You can be functioning. You're not saying nothing. You can be fine as wine. You can be fine. You can be pretty. You can be handsome. Smiling at everybody. Singing. Acting. And in a dark place, because depression is an inside job. Told y'all. Inside job. You can fool people. But we break the spirit of depression. You got a reason to live. You got a reason to live. We break the curse of depression, feeling low. And Elijah went in the cave and everybody he had around him were depressed. They were broke. They were in debt. You got to stop hanging around people that feed into your depression and don't say to you, come out of there. You're not going to die on my watch. You're not going to kill yourself. You're not going to commit suicide on my watch. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, you're not going to die on my watch. I said, you're not going to die on my, there are 10 people today. There are 10 people today. The seed today is 80. Some of you are going to double it. 8 is the number new beginning. Not 7. 7 completes cycles. 8 starts brand new. That's why you got to be careful in numbers. I want you to give us, I'm not done, a cycle breaking seed today. And I want 10 people today, cycle breaking seed of $80, somebody is going to sow $160. A cycle breaking seed of $80. I feel anointing on this today. You're breaking the cycle today. I don't know what your cycle is. I don't know what you're dealing with. All I know is this: what God said to me. I said, God, I want to talk about something a little more, you know. He said, this will break the back. They'll get to the place that they need to go. Huh? 10 people. 10 people. 10 people. There are 3 that's going to sow 160. Huh? 10 people. Great is thy faithfulness. I break the back of depression. $ Greg Davis 10. Great is thy faithfulness. We break the back. Hallelujah. Erica, can you come over to IG for me if you can? Put in the comment, huh? New beginning. New beginning. I'm breaking the cycle. There are 3 of you. There are 3 of you that are going to give 160. 10 of you that are going to give 80. Breaking the cycle. Number 7, breaking the cycle of religion. Come here, Dr. Paulette. Breaking the cycle of religion. Instead of relationship, you got religion. Instead of relationship with God, you got religion. Huh? Religion. What does the spirit of religion do? The spirit of religion is an agent of Satan, assigned to prevent change, to maintain the status quo by using religious devices. You're not saying nothing. Huh? Just religion. Huh? Ain't no relationship. Just do this. We're just going to do this over and go. It's religious to keep doing the same thing. The change of breaking the cycle of religion I'm referring to is to embrace new directions that God continually has for his people. Huh? Yes, God's word is real. But he didn't stop speaking in the 66. Dr. Paulette, he didn't stop speaking. No, sir. No, you cannot ask me a question right now. No, it's not question time. It's teaching time. No, 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 you can't ask me a question. No. You can send me a back chat. You can send me a message, but you cannot ask a question right now. I don't mean to be mean. This ain't question time. It's teaching time. Huh? You got to embrace God. God is still speaking. He didn't stop speaking. He speaks through his Holy Spirit. That's what I was trying to say in here the other day. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. He is still speaking. Did you hear what I said? I'm teaching. He is still speaking. How do I know? He's speaking right now. Y'all not saying nothing to me, Portia. Huh? He's still speaking. We got to stop being so religious. God is not static. He unfolds new times and seasons for us as individuals for the corporate body. He pours his new wine into new wineskins. The Bible says in Revelation 2 and 7, this is good, Sierra. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. He's still speaking. Erica went to a women's conference this weekend and he spoke. He tells us what's next, Sierra. He didn't stop speaking in Revelations. He said, he that has an ear. If you are in a church and they're not speaking to you prophetically means the future, not standing you up saying here, here, here. No, I'm prophetically preaching now. I'm moving you somewhere. I'm hot today, boy. Woo! He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So religious systems. Ty Tribbett was right. It is not the church that's whack. It is the religious systems. I said it. I love the church. I'm a church boy. I'm a churchman. But there are some systems that we have held on to that need to be broken. What God said in the past was truly the word of God. Today's old wineskin was yesterday's new wineskins. Somebody say, I break the cycle of religion. I break the cycle of religion. Number 8, break the cycle of traditions. Don't know why we do them. They've been passed down. You still do them in your family and don't know why. Sing songs, huh? We still sing slavery songs. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for, that was a slavery song. Coming to tarry me home, huh? I looked over Jordan. That mean, and what did I see? Huh? A band of angels coming after me. It was slavery songs. They were sending messages. And we pass them down and it's good. I sing the old song just for remembrance, but not to live by. Tradition. Do we know why we do certain things in life? That's just our family's tradition. It was my family's tradition to get up and eat on Thanksgiving. Huh? And we sit around and laugh and tell jokes. And then we have more food. Until I got divorced and I found out that people were living their life. Everybody wasn't doing that. Huh? We don't like the tradition, but we just keep doing it because you know why? Nobody questions the tradition. Nobody says, why are we still doing this? Because it's a repetitive cycle. Hey, Erica, shout off of this. We don't know how to give birth to new things. We just pass on traditions, and then your children do it. And it don't make no sense. You ever thought why you do what you do? You ever question why you do what you do? You grown now. You ain't got to keep doing what your mama and them told you to do, and you know it was wrong. You can. You got a voice. You got a mouth. Why we do this? You better shut up and just do it. I don't like that no more. I ain't eating no more broccoli. I ain't got to. The men in Haggai, I'm teaching. The men in, you're giving a seed of $80. Everybody, 10 of you that got 80, sow that seed today. Say I'm breaking this cycle. I don't know what your cycle was. If you found more than one cycle, put a 3 in the chat. Are y'all listening to me? There are 3 that's going to give 160. Huh? Remember, seeds break cycles. Remember, seeds break cycles. Remember, seeds break cycles. Remember, seeds break, huh? Right. Why do people hold their finger up in church? Check it out. Read about it. We're doing slavery things. Tradition. You know the only thing that will cause God not to move? You know what the Bible says about tradition? It makes the word of God of none effect when you just do stuff to be doing it. You ever thought about why we go to church at 11 o'clock? Why can't we go to church later or earlier? Huh? Not just church. Huh? You ever thought about why you do some of the things in your personal life and you pass it on and you never question? Why you go home the same way and work every day? It's repetitive. It's a cycle. Try something new. Somebody say, I'm breaking the cycle of tradition. Number 9, we done. The cycle of silence. You just keep being silent about it. I'm gonna just be quiet. You never speak up. You never say nothing. You never. Thank you for following me, Ranisha. I appreciate that. You never speak up. I'm here teaching Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday at 3. Sunday at 12:30. Huh? You never speak up. You don't like what's being done to you, but you keep the cycle of silence. Huh? You just keep going, shuffling through rooms and never say nothing. You don't like the way you talk to. You don't like the way you're treated. You don't like the way they look at you. You don't like the way they treat you on your job. It's time to become unmuzzled. The sideshow is over. Miss Sophia said, it's going to be some changes around here. She opened her mouth. She stopped rocking. Huh? She stopped rocking. And she said, shut up, old man. The silence, when you tired, you're going to open your mouth. You've been in that marriage. You've been in that relationship so long that you just take anything. You got to open your mouth. The cycle of silence. You in a house with people that you just allow them to just keep doing the same thing, pounding over and over and over again. The cycle. Oh, y'all quiet now. Now it's some silence in here now because y'all ain't saying nothing on this one. Ain't nobody saying nothing but Dr. Paulette. Huh? I'm tired of being treated that way. I'm tired of you talking to me like that. Huh? You may be my boss, but you ain't gonna talk to me like that. Huh? Huh? You may be my you huh? I'm doing the best I can. You my boss, but you ain't gonna talk to me like that. Huh? Slavery is over. Huh? You don't love me if you talking to me like that, bro. Huh? You don't love me if you huh? You got to break the silence. People will continue to run over you if you keep silent. This has probably been the best lesson I've ever taught. You know why? Because I'm freeing some people. If you being freed, I want you to put free in capital letters. If you being freed today, because some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Chat, where you at? Huh? Sky? Sierra? Deuces, my man is here. If you being free, put free. Breaking the silence. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. People respect people that say what's on their mind. Girl, don't worry about it. She ain't gonna say nothing. Just keep doing her that way. Number one, breaking generational curses. Number two, breaking the cycle of poverty. Number three, breaking the cycle of infirmity. Number four, breaking the cycle of dysfunction. I see you, Deuce. Number five, breaking the cycle of abuse. Number six, breaking the cycle of depression. Number seven, breaking the cycle of religion. Number eight, breaking the cycle of tradition. Number nine, breaking the cycle of silence. But number 10, breaking the cycle of anxiety. Breaking the cycle of anxiety. Breaking the cycle of anxiety. Breaking the cycle anxiety is a pattern you experience about something that you avoid. Anxiety will cause you to avoid your blessing. It's the result of short-term relief, but actually creates more anxiety in the long run. You don't do something because you got anxiety, and you don't deal with something and it just gets worse over time. And this leads to a vicious cycle. You worried about what's gonna happen. You taking thought for tomorrow. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? You gotta break the cycle of worry. Bless you, Prophetess. Bless you, Kimberly Snow. Bless you, Joy. Bless you, Pastor Linwood. This is all on Cash App. I can't see the rest. Dawn said I had to end strong. Huh? And then you know what we do, Dr. Paulette, Celeste? You know what we do with anxiety? It's called avoidance. You avoid it and you never learn that you can cope with it, Dawn. Huh? Y'all ain't hear me. You never really find out that you can, Erica. You never really find out that the elephant grew up and can pull the chain and the stake out of the ground. Because he avoided it. Because he think he's still the baby elephant. The stake had him held to the ground and the chain around his leg when he was a baby, but he grew and never knew his power. So he avoided trying to pull the stake. And he don't know that he's grown, but the anxiety of trying to pull that stake because he think he's still the little small elephant. Teach Bishop Gregory Michael Davis Sr. So he avoids. There are two more people that's going to give that 160. There are eight more people that's going to give that 80. $Greg Davis 10. PayPal, contact GregDavis at gmail.com. Website, GregDavisShow.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Venmo, put the seed in the ground and break the cycle. Seeds break cycle. So he avoids the chain. He avoids the ankle bracelet because that's all it is now. It's not a shackle anymore because he's avoided it so long, he don't know that he's grown and all he has to do is just yank it one time and it comes up. That's it, Joy. It's never addressed. Avoidance is never addressing because you're anxious about it. Some of you, the right one is there for you. But you're so anxious. You got so many proclivities, so many things. Your boundaries are not boundaries. They're shackles. You can't even get out and enjoy yourself. You're avoiding getting back out on the dating scene, but you want the right one. How are you going to have the right one if you don't get out there? It's not going to go away. You got to send it away. Behavior that is not dealt with. I feel the anointing. This is the time to sow. I feel the anointing. There's a window of opportunity that's open right now. Get that seed in the ground. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to be like that. You got to be like the elephant and know that the power is greater in you now. You got to yank that chain up and you got to walk away. You're bigger. You're better. You're stronger. You're wiser. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm breaking it off, breaking it off, breaking it off. I'm breaking it off. Thank you, Jesus. I'm breaking it off. I'm breaking it off. Come on. Come on. Silence, tradition, generational curses. Come on. I'm breaking it off. Poverty, depression, dysfunctionality, infirmity, sickness and disease. Cancer will not run through my veins. Diabetes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm breaking it off. I'm breaking it off. You keep going through the same cycle, letting people run over you. Every time you get far, look like you getting hit, and then people come. Not this time. Not on my watch. 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 You're not going to mess it up. Somebody put it in the chat. I'm breaking loose. You're not going to hurt me. You're not going to hurt what God gave me. Derek, Mia Moore, you're not going to hurt what God gave me. I'm breaking the cycle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Those of you on Facebook, participate in the giving. Those of you that are on Instagram, the giving information is at the bottom. Those of you on Facebook, the giving information is right there in front of you. I need you to break the cycle with a seed today. You don't have the 160, you don't have the 80. Get something in the 8. But break the cycle. Seeds break cycles. You got a cycle you need broken? Sow this seed. Some of you are going to double it to 160 though. That name. Thank you, Jesus. Cycles are being broken. Father, I thank you that cycles are being broken over Miss Jackie, over Elisa Thompson. Over mobile braids, over Prophetess Nina, over Kimberly, over Joy, over Linwood. If you gave, you need to put it somewhere in the chat because I can only see Cash App. We're breaking cycles, God. We're breaking cycles. We're breaking cycles. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist, if you can sow that 160, evangelist, vicar, get that cycle. Thank you, Jesus. Black guru, seeds break cycles. When you sow dreams, when you sow, 1 Peter 1:18, I don't want you to give the seed. I don't want you to give the seed. That's not how this works. I'd be willing to sow that seed if you could share. That's not how this works. So don't give your seed. I don't want your seed. All right? I don't want your seed. That's not how this works. This is not a fortune teller. For you know that your lives were ransomed once and for all from the empty and fertile ways of life. Watch this, Dr. Paulette. Handed down from generation to generation. Are y'all listening to me? Huh? The ransom was handed down from generation to generation. It was not a ransom payment of silver and gold, which eventually perished, but the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ broke all these cycles. Y'all not saying nothing. You holding on to something. Right, Dawn. Huh? Y'all read that. 1 Peter 1:18. Verse 18 through 19. Huh? Seeds break cycles. When you sow something, Christ's life was sold for us as a ransom. And it broke the cycle of death and poverty and sickness and disease. You can't bribe me. You get this ain't, those that are believers understand. Bro, you want to argue, you go with God. Matter of fact, I'm gonna help you because this ain't what this is about. Thank you, Jesus. Sow that seed today. You see, anytime I know this is a great message, that's what happens. 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 He's on TikTok, Derek. I wish you was over there. The sergeant at arms, the gall of bitterness. You know all the terms, Stacia. Father, we thank you now for cycle breaking. We thank you that the word has penetrated. We thank you that God, it has permeated our beings. Thank you, Father, that cycles are being broken. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. We're gonna close on this note. You're not gonna have remarks. I want you to keep this word. I want you to keep this word. If you came in late, I want you to listen to the replay. It replays on Facebook and YouTube 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 8 o'clock. I appreciate y'all. Please excuse me today for no words. All right. I want to end on this note. I'll be back about 5-ish. All right. 5 o'clock. I'm going to come in and play my whole, we're going to have a listening time. All right. 5 o'clock, about 5 o'clock. All right. I need y'all to download my EP. It's all working. All right. Information, Kimberly, just put it in there. It's all working. All right. I need you to play it over and over again on Spotify and Pandora. All right. And Amazon Music. I need you to play it over and over and over again. I need you to play it over and over again. Go join my music Facebook page. I need 19 more of y'all to go join my music Facebook page. It's right there. 19 of y'all. Go join my music Facebook page. Bishop Greg Davis Music. All right. The record company is watching. All right. I appreciate y'all. My EP was number 69. That's big. All right. Number 69. It has not hit radio yet. It'll hit radio in the next week or two. But I need y'all to go listen on Spotify, Amazon, or Pandora and just let it play. It brings up the streams. Download it on Apple on your Android store. All right. I appreciate y'all. Number 69. We could have been higher, but you can't do nothing about death. All right. The young lady that died took up 13 of the spots. So I probably would have been higher. All right. But don't let me die and don't get my music. I talked to Prophet Nina this morning. I could hear it in the background. They singing and getting ready for church. All right. Thank y'all so much. About 5 o'clock, I'm going to be in here. All right. And I'm going to just play the whole thing. Just on Clubhouse and probably YouTube. I'm sorry, TikTok. All right. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all. We going with God. Go eat. Pastor Patrick, love you, sir. Thank you for the push. Pastor Patrick been pushing my CD and he got one out himself. I appreciate you so much. So much. I appreciate you for doing that, sir. I appreciate you for doing that. I appreciate you for doing that. All right, we going with God. Sow your seeds, y'all. Sow your seeds. Go with God, everybody. Go with God. Peace.